time now for the morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 60% chance for showers with a high of 76. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Cisney Village Board heard in August the North Wayne Ambulance Service was in serious need of funding, and Jan Burrows said, without help, it wouldn't be able to stay open. With that in mind, Katie Martinez has organized a North Wayne Ambulance fundraiser this Saturday in Cisney. She details the process behind the fundraiser beginning and highlights the importance of the service, which covers about 279 square miles.
We gave a little donation to the ambulance, and just that night I was really thinking hard about it, and the next morning I just told my husband, I need to do more. We have to do more for the community. We can't afford to lose this, because they don't just cover Wayne County or North Wayne. They go into Clay County. I mean, I work at Flora Rehab, and they come in there and they do services for us also.
Martinez says two of the main events will be a pork burger sale at 10 and a cornhole tournament.
At 10 o'clock, we are going to start there at the Country Financial Insurance Place there in Cisney. We're going to start with the pork burger sale. So just pork burgers, sodas, drinks, chips. So that's going to be our high point. And then at the Cisney Park, there's going to be other little events, bake sales, yard sales. And at noon, registration for a cornhole tournament. It's two people. You have bring your own team, and it's $40 to enter, which half the money, it's 50% profit. And you bring your own bags. We have the boards. We'll supply those, but you have to bring your own bags. And then at 1 o'clock, it starts for the championship.
Other events include a cornhole board raffle, bingo, and silent auction at 10. A full listing can be found on our headlines page. Martinez says her goal when organizing the fundraiser was to get $10,000 to donate to the ambulance service. Even before events this weekend, they have already met that goal. More news next.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon, cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE.
Since 1999, Cook Funeral Chapel has been helping families in this area during their time of loss. Each family is unique with their different needs, and the staff at Cook Funeral Chapel understands that. They'll work with you to provide a dignified and caring service that will honor the life of your loved one. Cook Funeral Chapel also offers a variety of pre-need plans that can be tailored to fit your specific needs. Cook Funeral Chapel with three locations to serve you: Carmike, Grayville, and Crossville.
In other news, Fairfield Community High School Superintendent Jill Fulkerson says students and staff were placed on soft lockdown yesterday at approximately 12:40. FCHS administration and the school resource officer were made aware of a potential threat made against the school on social media, and the school lifted the lockdown after ensuring the safety of students, staff, and the school. In a news release, Fulkerson said the school will always take such threats seriously and will always look out for the safety of students. The TIF committee of the Fairfield City Council will meet Monday at 6 at City Hall. It's scheduled to discuss possible TIF funding for work on Suite A of the Save-A-Lot building, where the deli portion of the former IGA business was located. When Save-A-Lot took over, that portion of the building was walled off. Last May, the store requested $75,000 from TIF to help fund work to renovate that location. Tyler Lampley, a member of the TIF committee and a Save-A-Lot employee, says they just completed a 2,000-square-foot office and retail space renovation, and they will soon begin construction on the remaining 6,000 square feet to ready it for additional business. He says they have received interest, but there was no concrete plan to bring in a business immediately. The new request is to help with electrical, plumbing, and other utility installation. Lampley abstained from voting last year, citing his employment, but Committee Chairman Brett Cole and Alderman Gary Moore both recommended the council approve the TIF funding at that time. In other meetings, the Council Gas Committee will meet tomorrow at 10 at City Hall to discuss natural gas purchases for the city. The Edwards County Health Office announced 19 new cases of COVID-19 in the past week, bringing its total to 1,032. 17 of the cases were in unvaccinated individuals. Wabash County added 56 cases in the past week to reach 2,125. 6 people were hospitalized and 58 were in isolation. Hamilton and White counties each announced 1 new case and 1 death yesterday. Hamilton County sat at 1,293 cases and 23 deaths, and White County was at 2,998 cases and 33 deaths. Jefferson County reported 19 cases. The State Department of Public Health announced 2,932 new cases and 54 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 1,643,993 cases and 25,153 deaths. The southern region had a 7-day positivity rate of 4.7% on the 3rd, down from 4.8% on the 2nd. Meanwhile, masking in schools continues to be a contentious matter in many areas. The State Board of Education is pointing to a recent CDC study finding masks are effective in reducing the spread of the virus. Per the study, schools without a mask mandate were 3.5 times more likely to see outbreaks than those with a mandate. ISBE Director of Safe and Healthy Climate Jeff Aronowski says 4 public schools and 8 private schools remain on probation for not enforcing the mandate.
I will say, especially when we look at the public school landscape, that the vast majority of school districts that were identified for being on probation because of noncompliance have changed their policies to require masking. So the vast majority have started to require masking. So clearly the science continues to confirm what previous studies have shown, which is masking helps, masking saves lives, and masking is a critical tool as we kind of go into the new phase of what COVID-19 might bring us this school year.
The governor was asked Monday when the mandate will be lifted, and he said the state will continue to follow CDC recommendations. A recent report looks at the economic impact of community colleges in Illinois. Kim Howard reports.
The study found that more than 84% of applied sciences students earning an associate's or long-term certificate got a solid-paying job within a year of graduation. Students in other fields such as architecture, manufacturing, and construction are also doing well, earning $54,000 to over $60,000 within 5 years of graduation, says Illinois Community College Board Executive Director Brian Durham.
Community colleges clearly remain a solid return on investment for local communities and the students that use them. Our system plays a vital role in meeting that need for providing quality training and education that gives students a great opportunity to earn higher wages in countless industries throughout the state. For example, 3 years after completion, electrical and power transmission installers earn nearly $70,000. Fire protection workers earn over $54,000. And HVAC and refrigeration maintenance workers can earn almost $49,000.
The report found that the total impact of Illinois community colleges on the statewide economy in fiscal year 2020 was about $3.5 billion and more than 43,000 jobs. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Deer mating season is here, and the Illinois Department of Transportation urges drivers to be careful and to stay alert. The season typically runs October through December, according to IDOT spokesperson Maria Castaneda.
If you see one deer, there's probably other deer nearby. They tend to travel in, more than just one. And you're going to really notice them more between that dusk and dawn time period. You also want to make sure that you, in areas where it has the deer crossing sign, because, they tend to habit the same areas, you want to be especially alert in those areas, and you want to slow down. Look for their eyes shining, as a reflection of your headlights in their eyes.
She says people should prepare for the unexpected, as deer sometimes stop in the middle of roads or double back. Last year, Illinois saw nearly 14,000 deer vehicle accidents, resulting in 611 personal injuries and 10 deaths. Cook, Madison, Will, Sangamon, and Peoria counties top the state in deer-related crashes. Today's crude oil price is $70.50. That's down $1.50 from yesterday. The November crude oil price is $75.92. And the guest today on the Community Connection will be State Senator Darren Bailey. Community Connection airs at 7:30 on AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Morning Coffee will feature Mark Turner and Lisa Konopasek. Morning Coffee is between 8 and 9 a.m. on 104.9 weekdays. That's the news. Area deaths next.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 93-year-old Bernice Bailey died on Sunday. Services will be held Friday at 11 at Bethel Cemetery in Ellery. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 95-year-old Flora resident Wanda Marie Brinkley died on Monday. Services will be held Saturday at 3 at Frankenbright Funeral Home. Visitation will be Friday from 6 to 8, and interment will be in Elmwood Cemetery. 95-year-old Dorcas Smith died on Sunday. Services will be held Saturday at 10:30 at Graceland Cemetery in Albion. Nails Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 79-year-old Fairfield resident Richard H. Bateman died on Sunday. No formal services are planned. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 80-year-old Carmi resident Gail Cutchin died on Monday. Private services will be held. Campbell Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 76-year-old McLeansboro resident Donald L. Lynch died on Monday. Services will be held today at 1 at Harry Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial with military rites will be at the Oddfellows Cemetery. 73-year-old Flora resident James D. McCarty died on April 16, 2020. Services will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Flora Depot Community Room. Mass will be at 4:30 at St. Stephen Catholic Church. 32-year-old Flora resident Michelle Powell died on September 27th. Services will be held Saturday at 3 at Transformation Church of God in Clay City. Frankenbright Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW weather forecast calls for a 60% chance for showers with a high of 76. We'll have a full forecast along with current temperatures after sports. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if your surgeon could move his hands with the precision of a robot? What if his eyes could see with the power of a three-dimensional microscope? What if you could have surgery with less pain and a shorter recovery? With Asbury and Associates, you can. By using the Da Vinci robot, Dr. David Asbury has helped redefine the science of surgery.
When experience matters, call Dr. Asbury, the most experienced gynecologic robotic surgeon in Southern Illinois, 618-244-4800.
Upgrade to Simplete before it's too late. Simplete Medicare Advantage is $0 per month and comes bundled with comprehensive benefits like dental, vision, hearing, and prescription coverage. See how much you could save with a free consult. Call 877-561-8287, TTY 711, or visit simplete.org/CRM22 to get started. Simplete is powered by Health Alliance Medicare, a Medicare Advantage organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Simplete depends on contract renewal. Other providers are available in our network.
It's time for a Thursday check of sports. High school volleyball from last night. Grayville wins over Weber 25-15, 25-9. Murfreesboro defeats Mount Vernon 21-25, 25-18, 25-19. The Cardinals' season is over after a heartbreaking walk-off 3-1 loss to the Dodgers in the National League wildcard game Wednesday. Chris Taylor drilled a two-run homer off Alex Reyes in the bottom of the ninth to secure the win for Los Angeles. T.J. McFarland was tagged with the loss. Adam Wainwright did his part, though, allowing just one run on four hits over 5 1/3 innings. Tommy Edman scored the Cardinals' low run in the first inning off a Max Scherzer wild pitch. In the WNBA playoffs, the Chicago Sky beat the Connecticut Sun 79-69. The Sky win that series 3-1. They'll advance to the WNBA Finals. In the other semifinal series, the Las Vegas Aces defeat the Phoenix Mercury 93-76. That series tied 2-2. NHL preseason action last night saw the Minnesota Wild beat the Blues 4-3 in overtime. Cubs president Jed Hoyer says the club will be active this offseason. Hoyer says the team's number one priority is to acquire better pitching. The Cubs cycled through a dozen starters this season. Chicago's 5.27 rotation ERA was its third highest in a season in the modern era. Hoyer also announced that hitting coach Anthony Iapos and longtime coach Mike Morzillo won't be returning to manager David Ross's staff in 2022. Yahoo Sports is reporting that Major League Baseball is finalizing a policy to mandate the COVID-19 vaccine for its minor league players. While the Players Association can block requiring vaccinations, the minor leaguers are not included in the big league union. It would be expected that players be vaccinated before reporting for spring training. The NBA will not randomly test its players for marijuana this season. The news came from a Players Association memo that was later obtained by ESPN. The policy of not randomly testing for marijuana began in last year's Orlando bubble. The NBA will still test for performance-enhancing drugs and drugs of abuse. Here's the schedule for today. In junior high softball at the SIJHSAA Class S State Tournament at Coulterville, New Hope takes on Summersville at 1 p.m. for third place. You can hear the game on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Jonesboro plays Chester St. John Lutheran in the championship game at 3 p.m. At the Class M State Tournament at Pinckneyville, Albion plays Pinckneyville for the championship at 1 p.m. You can hear that game on WOKZ 105.9. Johnston City plays Smithton for third place at 3 p.m. In junior high baseball at the SIJHSAA Class M State Tournament at Pinckneyville, Nashville takes on Johnston City at 1 p.m. for third place. Albion then plays Pinckneyville at 3 p.m. in the championship game. You can hear that game on WOKZ 105.9. At the Class S State Tournament at Coulterville, Woodlawn takes on Altamont Lutheran for third place, and Muscoota Holy Childhood plays Heron OLMC in the championship game. High school football action tonight. The FCHS freshmen take on Johnston City. In high school volleyball, FCHS is at home against Hamilton County. You can hear the game on WFIW 104.9 and watch online at WFIWradio.com beginning around 7 p.m. Elsewhere, Carmi-White County is at home against El Dorado. Wayne City is at Woodlawn. Sisney hosts Effingham St. Anthony. In high school cross country, FCHS is at Mount Carmel. Major League Baseball action tonight has the White Sox at the Astros in Game 1 of the American League Division Series. The Red Sox are at the Rays in Game 1 of that American League Division Series. Rams are at the Seahawks in the NFL tonight. NBA preseason action has the Memphis Grizzlies at the Charlotte Hornets, Toronto Raptors at the Philadelphia 76ers, and the Miami Heat at the Houston Rockets. In the NHL, preseason action tonight has the Blackhawks at Minnesota, Ottawa at Montreal, the Florida Panthers at the Tampa Bay Lightning, the New York Islanders at the New Jersey Devils, Pittsburgh Penguins at the Detroit Red Wings, the Colorado Avalanche at Dallas, Vancouver Canucks at Edmonton, and the Arizona Coyotes at the Vegas Golden Knights. And it's round one at the PGA Shriners Children's Open in Las Vegas starting today. That is a Thursday check of sports. Your classic hits Fairfield area weather forecast. A chance for showers and thunderstorms early, then gradually becoming sunny with the high today 76. Partly cloudy tonight, chance of showers once again with the low 59. For tomorrow, sunshine with the high 80. You might see some areas of fog early tomorrow. For Saturday, mostly sunny, high 86. And the outlook for Sunday, sunshine, high 87. Overnight low 64. Yesterday's high was 79.
81 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall yesterday in Fairfield. Currently, humidity at 100%, winds out of the south at 4 miles an hour, and the pressure at 30.07. Right now, cloudy skies, 64 here at the WFIW studios east of Fairfield.